indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pursuant to Section 3B of House Resolution 493, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. on Friday,
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker,
I would like to ask for unanimous consent that we bring up the bill to extend the tax cut for 160 million Americans. As you walk off the floor, Mr. Speaker, you're walking out, you're walking away, just as so many Republicans have walked away from middle-class taxpayers, the unemployed, and very frankly as well from those who will be seeking medical assistance from their doctors, 48 million senior citizens. We regret, Mr. Speaker, that you have walked off the platform without addressing the issue of critical importance to this country, and that is the continuation of the middle-class tax cut, the continuation of unemployment benefits for those at risk of losing them, and the continuation of the access to doctors for all those 48 million seniors who rely on them daily for their health. And I am pleased to yield to my friend, Mr. Van Hollen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hoyer.
So, as you just saw, the chair did not recognize Representative Steny Hoyer, instead gaveling the House out of session. And with the House out of session, the House TV gallery ended the video and audio feed from the floor. C-SPAN doesn't have control of those cameras. Mr. Hoyer stayed on the floor and spoke about the payroll tax cut for another 23 minutes. He was joined by Representative Chris Van Hollen. After leaving the House chamber, the two congressmen held a news conference. It's about 15 minutes.